This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, delivered by Papa John's. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's pizza. Just like sports, we're all about the best. From our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese, to our fresh toppings and fresh, never-frozen, hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at PapaJohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. What a glorious Thanksgiving day it was to play golf at the Eagles Golf Club. Even Nick Shea, who works in the pro shop, when you go play at the Eagles Golf Club to check in inside, Nick Shea is one of the young employees in there. I play some golf with Nick Shea. His dad, very instrumental in the U.S. Kids Golf Program locally in the Tampa Bay area. Anyway, we enjoyed it, and what wonderful Thanksgiving food the Eagles Golf Club offered for those that didn't want to cook on Thanksgiving. More and more restaurants and country clubs are doing that. Hey, for golf, your outing, whatever. I mean, 36 holes of championship golf on the busiest weekend for golf in Florida. The Eagles Golf Club can better accommodate than most properties, because unlike 18 or 27-hole properties, they are a 36-hole championship property. They can accommodate the traffic better than most. 813-920-6681, 813-920-6681, the Eagles Golf Club just north of Tampa Bay Downs. I gave you the pre-Thanksgiving Day fantasy football podcast, so let's go now to the games for Sunday and Monday as I record this late Saturday morning. Please check your own lineups and injury information because of how much these questionable tags vary between the 51 and 99%. Make sure you're around, 11:30-ish, 12 noon, in case one of your questionable players goes inactive, so you can adjust accordingly. Titans and Bears. Marcus Mariota continues his role. DeMarco Murray continues to play through that toe injury. Both look like solid plays again this week. This may be more of a Delanie Walker game than a Rishard Matthews game, just because of the matchup against the Bears defense. From the Bears standpoint, I do own Jordan Howard. I'm going to stick with him because I really don't have a better option at running back in a 14-team league this week. I'm hoping the Bears can keep it close enough to get Howard some volume and that John Fox doesn't get too cute. Nothing in the Bears passing game interests me. If you want to take a chance on Meredith or Marques Wilson, you go right ahead and good luck to you. Jaguars and Bills. How about this note from Evan Silva in his matchup section on RotoWorld this week on how bad Blake Bortles is? 39 career starts, 10 pick sixes. That's an average of one every four games. Bortles gives the opponents a touchdown. That's bad. I own Allen Robinson, and I don't know what I'm going to get week to week. I guess I'm going to play him this week against the Bills. He's a better option than Allen Hurns, that's for sure, in this matchup. Chris Ivory saw some volume last week. That might carry over, but with Jacksonville, it's just so tough to tell week to week. They're just bad. From Buffalo's standpoint, Shady McCoy, like DeMarco Murray, he's good. He's playing hurt, and he's effective playing hurt. Sammy Watkins, yeah, he might play. Doesn't excite me. Doesn't interest me. There's too much unknown there. And just in general, with the Buffalo passing game, Tyrod Taylor has the arm for it. I don't think he has the weapons to catch it until Watkins is 100% healthy. Also wouldn't play Charles Clay this week, who's been a disappointment all year long. Bengals and Ravens, we talked on the earlier podcast this week about what the A.J. Green and Gio Bernard injuries meant to the Bengals. Nothing changes here. Dalton's value goes down. Jeremy Hill's value goes up. Tyler Boyd gets a kick up just because he should see more volume, more snaps. Tyler Eifert's value should go up, but not in the matchup against the Ravens. From the Ravens standpoint, the only guys that would interest me would be Steve Smith, When Steve Smith plays, he has value, and Mike Wallace doesn't. When Steve Smith doesn't play, Mike Wallace has value. The Ravens' running back situation doesn't have a lot of clarity this week on who's going to see the bulk of the carries, and I'd just rather stay away from it. Dennis Pitta has a good matchup, but Dennis Pitta hasn't really been worth playing in 2 months. Cardinals and Falcons. Another note from Evan Silva on RotoWorld said, in DFS leagues, it's actually strange if you pair up David Johnson and the defense he's up against as a stack, because David Johnson alone doesn't hurt your DFS fantasy numbers, while Carson Palmer and that vertical game seem so ineffective that you benefit from playing against the Cardinals while you can still play David Johnson. It's interesting. Running backs are in play in this game. David Johnson, absolutely. Devontae Freeman, yes. Even with Tevin Coleman back, not really sure how much volume Coleman's going to get. I would imagine Freeman will still be worth playing and won't be affected too much, while Coleman should see some touches, particularly on throws out of the backfield. As we talked about months ago, expect some regression out of Matt Ryan. It has happened, although he's... granted, this is a tough matchup for him and Julio Jones with Patrick Peterson, the Honey Badger, I believe, also back in play this week. This might be a good spot if you have been plugging and playing Mohamed Sanu in some areas or as a DFS. Wouldn't play Hooper in this one against the Cardinals. From the Cardinals standpoint, Larry Fitzgerald is serviceable in this matchup. It's not a good one for him. But Fitz generally has a high floor. Anyone beyond Fitz, good luck, and Carson Palmer is not a good week-to-week play. Giants and Browns. Eli is on the road, but he's on the road against Cleveland, which he should enjoy, and so should Odell Beckham Jr., who, with Antonio Brown already played this week, is probably the number one play on Sunday. Joe Hayden looks overmatched in this, even though Joe Hayden and Joe Thomas are the two best players on the Browns. Rashad Jennings, hello. We have actually heard from him in recent weeks. Let's see if he can make it 3 weeks in a row of actually putting up some fantasy points. Sterling Shepard might be worth a look as a WR2 or a flex. And Will Tye, apparently not the best run blocker, but Eli seems to like throwing to him. If you're desperate for a tight end streamer, Will Tye will get you a few targets and just hope for the best. Gary Barnage has been a disappointment all year, but McCown is in at quarterback. McCown likes throwing to Barnage. Good luck with that. Terrell Pryor, same thing. Very talented guy. McCown should get him some targets. What Pryor does with it, just not very high on anything with Cleveland these days, especially that running game. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. Thanksgiving is generally a tough day for me because my grandparents have passed on. I haven't had a traditional Thanksgiving meal in a number of years. It just emotionally isn't a good idea for me. But I came off the golf course at the Eagles Golf Club, and I saw all the wonderful food they had. And it was by reservation only, but the Eagles Golf Club was able to accommodate me. The food just looked too good to pass up, and they had absolutely everything you could imagine for a Thanksgiving Day feast. And my credit to Dwayne, the chef, one of the signature items at the Eagles Golf Club. It's not on the menu, but you can order it for outings or special events, as their pasta salad, and he had that out there. So thanks to Dwayne. Job well done on Thanksgiving. By the way, the Thanksgiving feast at the Eagles Golf Club was all of $24.95, and it was all you could eat. And when I mean all, it was, yeah, all you could eat. So they have a wonderful kitchen there. So my credit to Dwayne and the staff at the Eagles Golf Club. I enjoyed my first traditional Thanksgiving Day meal. Who knew? Golf clubs, I always play golf on Thanksgiving, but then I just sort of go home and I find something to eat with a restaurant that's open later in the day. Who knew? Country clubs also serve traditional holiday dinners. The Eagles Golf Club certainly does. 813-920-6681, 36 holes of championship golf. I highly recommend the Eagles Golf Club. Wonderful conditions on both the Forest Course, and those new greens on the Lakes Course are now rolling very fast and very true. All right, let's move on to Rams and Saints. Todd Gurley, yeah, just more of the same. I know it's a good matchup against the Saints, but you can't expect big things from Todd Gurley. Good luck. That's kind of the only thing worth looking at from the Rams standpoint with Jared Goff under center. He only threw 5 balls beyond 10 yards last week. So Gurley is the only one worth playing. And if you've held on to him this long and don't have better options, I guess you just put him in the lineup and say, now or never. From the Saints standpoint, you got Drew Brees at home. That's always a good thing. Mark Ingram is had that concussion. At this point, he's still questionable. Looks more like a Tim Hightower game anyway, although it's tough to figure out what Sean Payton does with his running backs, but he seems to like Tim Hightower. So I would expect Tim Hightower will get play in this game. Brandon Cooks has the best matchup. Michael Thomas has been for a few weeks after that explosion against the Niners. Potential here for a good game from Michael Thomas. 49ers and Dolphins. Other than David Johnson, Jay Ajayi seems to be the other top running back play. Generally, when teams line up against the 49ers, that's when you load up. You might even want to consider Ryan Tannehill in 2 quarterback leagues this week, or in DFS, or as a streamer if for whatever reason you've been streaming quarterbacks week to week or have very limited options. Interesting thing in Miami, as Ajayi has become more of the focus of the offense, Jarvis Landry's targets have gone down. Passes to Devontae Parker and Kenny Stills are up. Landry is no longer a given as the top target guy in the Miami offense. He's now kind of a borderline flex play. And Devontae Parker looks more to be the number one guy, with Kenny Stills as the big play guy. From the 49ers standpoint, you could do worse than playing Colin Kaepernick these days. I could name you 6-7 quarterbacks who probably won't provide you as much fantasy value right now as Colin Kaepernick. Carlos Hyde had a good game against last week against the New England Patriots. It's interesting because I say that about Kaepernick, but from a receiving standpoint, the only guy even worth considering right now is Vance McDonald. So we've kind of come full circle there. Chargers and Texans. Chargers coming off the bye. It allows the banged up wide receiver core for Phillip Rivers to get healthy. Phillip Rivers, Texans defense is tough, but quarterbacks tend to do okay against them. Not huge games, but okay. So the floor seems pretty high for Phillip Rivers in this game. Gordon continues to be a must-play player. If you drafted Mel, best pass-catching option for Phillip Rivers here would probably be Antonio Gates, even though the San Diego pass catchers are getting healthy. Brock Osweiler, okay game against the Raiders. Not sure what to read into it going forward. I'm not going to get too excited. The beneficiary of Osweiler making good throws is Fedorowicz. Osweiler thinks as highly of him as Jameis does Cameron Brate in Tampa Bay. Speaking of Tampa Bay, let's go to Seahawks Buccaneers. Let's start with the Bucs. Jameis Winston has been decent as a fantasy play. I thought he would be coming into the season in the last month. I mean, his touchdown to interception ratio is quite good. Granted, he's just feeding Mike Evans. The Chiefs, as they normally do, take out opposing tight ends. They did that to Cameron Brate last week, but Brate's snaps stay up, so it's not like Brate's value goes down. This week, he's probably back in play against the Seahawks. Jimmy Graham is certainly in play against the Buccaneers. This looks like a pretty good tight end game if you own one of those tight ends. Doug Martin's return, a big reason why the Bucs won at Kansas City. You can expect volume for Doug Martin as long as he stays healthy. From the Seahawks standpoint, Russell Wilson has been on a good roll. I don't think it's gotten as much attention as, say, the Marcus Mariota role, but Wilson has been a very good fantasy quarterback the last month. Jimmy Graham has been part of that. Doug Baldwin continues to be, you know, Doug Baldwin, you get 70 to 80 yards and a touchdown each week. You'll take that, right? I mean, it is sort of touchdown dependent, but he seems to be getting in the end zone. Thomas Rawls, welcome back. Rawls should see a lot of snaps, high percentage of the offensive snaps for Seattle this week, and we know the Bucs defense is vulnerable. Patriots and Jets. Patriots had their hands full going cross-country against the Niners. There are some who believe the Jets have some fantasy value this week against the Patriots defense. Patriots lose one of their better run stuffers. That might mean, you know, if you've been getting good production from Matt Forte, as I have in one of my season-long leagues, I'm not scared away from playing him this week against the Patriots. Marshall, yes, a none one no. And that's sort of been the case the last month for the Jets, regardless of opponent. Marshall's numbers are a little down, but still above average to good in terms of week to week, especially with Fitzpatrick as the quarterback. This may not be a LeGarrette Blount game. They've been tougher to predict this year. This may be more of a Deion Lewis, James White game because the Jets do have a staunch run defense. That's good for, Tom Brady's been on the injury report this week. I'd be startled if Brady doesn't play in this game. If he doesn't, then it does become a LeGarrette Blount game, obviously. Gronk, I'm just not sure. I own Gronk and I own Bennett, and I don't know what the hell to do. I'll wait until it's going to be tough because it's a 4 o'clock game, but I hope we have some information. I'll probably err on the side of caution and play neither of them on Sunday and go with someone else in the tight end position. Also, I'm in one league where we can flex either a wide receiver or a tight end, not a running back. I'll probably just put in another wide receiver in that spot. Julian Edelman is the play for this game for New England. Definitely a play more than any of the other pass catchers for New England based on the injury report and based on his recent work with Tom Brady. Panthers and Raiders. Cam Newton's numbers continue to be way down from where he was fantasy-wise last year. And you would say, well, that means he's not running as much, so Jonathan Stewart is the beneficiary. Jonathan Stewart doesn't look like a great play this week either. Olsen does look like a good play. And Ted Ginn continues to get looks. What a touchdown he had against the Saints in the back of the end zone last week. I'm down on the key Panthers in this game other than Olsen, and I would be down on Kelvin Benjamin as well. From the Raiders' standpoint, Amari Cooper, very consistent play. No reason to take David Carr out and look elsewhere. Not sure about Latavius Murray, but we've kind of gone week to week on the Raider running game. And there are about a dozen running games that are sort of like that, that depend on game flow, hot hand, and so many other things. It's just tough to predict. I own Michael Crabtree, and, you know, if I decide not to play Gronk or Bennett, maybe I play Crabtree. There's this thought that, you know, they got to get him going again after that horrible game with the drops and not getting his footing down in Mexico City. I don't know that it's an automatic bounce back for Crabtree. He was so good for a couple of months. Right now, he just might not have it. And there might be some natural regression there with Crabtree rather than just looking at these bad games as one-offs. Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday night. Lot of volume for the two running backs. Spencer Ware and Devontae Booker are definite plays in this game just because of how many times they should touch the football. From a pass-catching standpoint, I don't think either of the quarterbacks have much value, but from a pass-catching standpoint, Demaryius Thomas, a little slight edge over Emmanuel Sanders. You play them both. If you own one, you play one. And Travis Kelce for the Chiefs looks like the best option through the air. Let's do the last mention for my friends at Papa John's Pizza. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's. Just like sports, we're all about the best. From our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese to our fresh toppings and fresh, never-frozen, hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at PapaJohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat. Better ingredients, better pizza. My thanks to Papa John's for their sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and their sponsorship of every one of my golf events. Last game, Monday night. A lot of buzz on Wendell Smallwood. Don't go overboard here. I always like having a player in the Monday night game just to get me over the top in season-long league or even in DFS where it's merged in with the Sunday games. But I don't want my win or losing based on what Wendell Smallwood does because we're just not sure of his role. Jordan Matthews, we are sure of his role, and Zach Ertz. Of the Eagles, those are the two Eagles that are worth playing in this game. From the Packers' standpoint, James Starks has been consistent with his volume. His production's been okay. You obviously play Aaron Rodgers in this game. You certainly don't want to play Carson Wentz in this game. From a pass-catching standpoint, really all of the Packer wide receivers look like solid plays. Jordy Nelson, obviously, Davante Adams, and Randall Cobb looks about as good as he's looked in 2 years right now. And the Eagles, from a pass defense standpoint, don't seem to give you much reason to doubt Cobb, Jordy, or Davante Adams. Big game for Cook last week. Nice call by Green Bay Bob a couple weeks ago about Cook having a breakout game. Not sure if that can happen again this week against the Eagles, but keep an eye on it. Or if you have an extra spot to pick up Cook and stash him, or if you're desperate for a tight end streamer, say you have Gronk and Bennett and you're not sure because Bennett flopped last week and you're desperate come Monday night, then you plug in Cook as your tight end on Monday if the Patriots with Gronk and Bennett force you to bench them or you just decide you're not going to deal with it. If you're desperate come Monday night, Cook would be a good tight end play because I assume you can't pick up Zach Ertz at this point. They're all your post-Thanksgiving Sunday and Monday. It's your advice more than your plays. Again, it's your lineup. You make the final decision. I wouldn't let you make the final decision in my DFS lineups or season long, but I would listen to your opinions and thoughts. That's the way I want you to treat me and the podcast. I'm just here to offer you some information. Use it as you wish. I want you to win. We're in that last 2 or 3 week push for the playoffs. And I can tell you from playing in multiple leagues, in one league, I'm leading my division, and the other league, I'm fighting like heck just to make the playoffs. That's what fantasy football does. A lot of things you can't control. I'm Todd Wright. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll be back with you. Of course, this holiday week was a little different. We'll be back with you next Friday morning as scheduled on JoeBucksFan.com and on iTunes.